When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In Berlin, it's Sunday morning, a blue winter's day, windless. Bicycles and twos go by the cafe.
I need to fry some halloumi.
Fry something.
Okay, we have to get it out.
Okay. Someone's making me a salad.
We are in the kitchen of my girlfriend's cafe in Prenzlauerberg in Berlin called Hilda. And we're preparing halloumi salad.
In Berlin, it's salad. Three Irishmen, three artists, three stories. Three Irishmen, MJ Whelan, Declan Clark,
Miles Claffey.
Three artists.
And I work in film, video as well.
Largely film, and it tends to have a historical-political bent.
Photographic. So I'm just finishing a photographic book at the moment.
Graves, very important.
Three stories.
Yeah, a visual artist doing breakfast. I don't know what's happening here.
Okay. She was murdered on the 17th of January, I think.
Like a crash. Prenzlauerberg has kind of gone into a crash mentality now.
In Berlin, it's Sunday morning. Someone's making me a salad. It's MJ.
Over here, well, I've done a film, quite interesting one, the cross-cultural film, was where two parts. One part was shot in Jess Woods in Wicklow, and the other part was shot over here in a hotel room. And this is kind of trying to bring the two cultures, but also two geographical locations together for one film, and then they're projected on two different screens. So you kind of get this, as a viewer, you're standing between these two places, and it's, you're quite aware as well that one's Ireland and one's Germany. Just trying to kind of be that point of crossing over between them.
Oh, delicious.
I'm going to give you a taster.
Oh, great.
Okay, it's quite hot.
Ooh. Delicious.
Yeah?
Oh,
okay.
That's cool. Wow.
On a salad.
Okay.
On a plate with smoked salmon, black pepper.
Oh, nice. Wow.
My salad is a work in progress, but Declan is on hand. He asks me to follow him.
We have this kind of very beautiful building that is the former Communist Party headquarters, but it's got these nice little small windows cutting through these long concrete lines. And then just to the right of that, we have this nice square of grass, or triangle of grass.
When this lights up in blue neon.
The Vault, which is this, again, in my opinion, very beautiful theatre, which looks great at night when this east lights up in blue neon.
But he doesn't bring me here to talk about the buildings. He wants to talk about Rosa.
You're wearing a ring with Rosa written, or in...
Yeah, well, no.
Describe it to me first.
Yeah, it's just a gold ring that says Rosa. I got it made in London. She was murdered in 1919.
She is Rosa Luxemburg, and this is Rosa Luxemburg Platz.
Hers was the truest and clearest interpretation of Marx. She believed in internationalism, whereas Lenin kind of wanted socialism in one country and that then expands. I'm just a big fan, and I've made a film about her. In some ways, the film is about her, but it was also about this city, but also about how any city can retain some sort of sense of history and some sort of sense of politics, and that cities themselves have their own history that's separate to the people that make history. Since that film I made about Rosa Luxemburg, I've made, I think, three subsequent films about Germany, culminating in this exhibition I did in January in the Goethe Institute in Dublin called Loneliness in West Germany, which was, again, taking this idea of a socio-political narrative within a city, and so these ideas of division and discord within society and how these manifest themselves in our urban environments.
What's this building here, Babylon?
Oh, this is the Babylon Cinema, which is a very famous cinema. It's because Erich Mielke, who went on to be the head of the Stasi, shot a German police officer outside this cinema and had to go into exile as a result of that.
Essentially, capitalism only outlasted communism by 20 years.
A very short distance away was this kind of real actual street battles that would go on to kind of form the divisions in Europe, or an essentially political situation that we're still in some sort of fallout from. I don't think these things have fully resolved themselves, particularly this year with the collapse of capitalism. Essentially, capitalism only outlasted communism by 20 years.
Horseradish, Meerrettich auf Deutsch, Salad.
One Irish artist,
yeah, another Irish artist, a 16mm camera.
So we were just talking about like how moving back and forth actually stimulates your artistic endeavours.
Yeah, totally. You have this constant communication between the two, as it were, art worlds, and you can kind of work between them as well, which is rewarding. And the curators are working in Ireland, who I've met over here, and like where it's the way around. So, yeah.
Just peppers and some
scallions.
A lot of running around. But, yeah.
Miles is here.
Berlin doesn't really have a centre the way most cities do. It's kind of like six or seven different locales as such.
There's a park, he says, nearby. The salad could take some time yet.
There's a pond, there's a lot of trees, a lot of park benches, walkways through it. So I've been kind of spent a lot of time actually here photographing various aspects, the interaction between people and man-made constructs.
It's a bit rough around the edges. It is a bit reflective of Berlin in that it is a bit rough around the edges, and there's graffiti on the wall there.
Yeah, graffiti, I mean, this whole city is graffiti artist's wet dream, really, and it's part of the fabric of the city, really.
Is it just a more liberal kind of approach to like things like graffiti and...
I mean, it is very liberal. It's the only city I've noticed so far with the smoking ban. They've genuinely shrugged at it. In most bars, everyone's just smoking away. And Berlin, quite uniquely to German cities, just said, no, this is not a rule for us. Even just small things like attitude to alcohol. People are allowed to drink on the street openly. They drink at work. I mean, I worked here for a summer. There was like a beer vending machine at work. It hasn't seemed to affect the fabric of life here. It enhanced it, you know, if anything.
So how many artists are living in Berlin?
I think I reckon 30 or 40,000. Three major capitals of art are London, New York and Berlin. I think Berlin's probably the easiest of all three to kind of move to and get set up and just get working quite quickly. Getting apartments are very easy, they're very cheap. Of the three cities, it's the one where there should be a language barrier. It should be more difficult, and it's not. It still has that decadent swing that it has in the 20s, if you know where to look. There's an awful lot of art galleries. So across the board, really, if you want to engage with the city, there's something there.
It all sounds very easy, cosy almost.
There's a few bars there that operate an honour system where you pay for a glass when you walk in, and then you you feed yourself the alcohol all night. It's a wine bar, and then at the end of the night there's a jar and you put money in, what you want, and there's no staff overseeing the process or tutting, or you could walk out without paying. But they found that, you know, it's people do pay, and there's a lot of tourists there and they get in on the action, and people enjoy that, being given that test.
Put the halloumi straight onto the salad after the dressing goes on, because it's kind of warm. It heats the dressing and just makes it really kind of like a warm salad. Grapes, that's what I'm looking for.
In Berlin, okay, it's salad.
So they kind of they stay as a form.
What do you mean they stay as a form?
So they'll keep, because they'll keep in like strips. So it kind of looks quite nice.
It's So underneath is the chaos of the salad and the straight lines.
It's the kind of it's keeping it in place.
Is this banana or
that's
is it plantain?
Banana. That's banana. We're kind of keeping it real, which is normal banana.
You got the skin on, which is really I've never seen that before.
What we like is that people kind of have this sense of sort of working through, and people like to sit for a long time with a breakfast in Berlin, and it's nice that they can kind of work through it and they take the stuff with themselves, and it also looks nicer.
You've been listening to The Curious Ear. I'm Brenda Tobin.
All about the aesthetics.
All about the aesthetics.